KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, the Cam Cougars fought like crazy all night, but came up just short to Martinsdale St. Mary's 69-61 in the Class 1A District 14 final in Stewart last night, a game heard here on KJAN. Cam fell behind at the end of the first quarter, 22-14. They were down by a dozen early in the second period. The Cougars clawed their way back in it with a 14-0 run to grab a momentary lead before Martinsdale St. Mary's grabbed a one-point edge, 31-30 at the half. It was a two-point game by the end of the third, and then the Blue Devils outscored the Cougars 24-18 in the fourth to grab the win. Cam hit six threes in the opening half, taking advantage of some open looks, but they would only hit three more the rest of the game. Two of those came from Ethan Arp late as the Cougars tried to get back in it. Cam worked hard against a much larger Blue Devils squad, and Coach Nick Hodges was proud of the way his team played.
For the most part, I was really proud of our guys. You know, we played hard, and like I told them, I said, those guys, Martinsdale knows they were in a battle tonight. I said, we talked about it before the game started. I said, I get it. They're bigger than us. I get some of those things. I said, but you don't give up an inch. And I thought, you know, for the most part, we played our butts off. You know, we hit some big shots in that first half to kind of drag ourselves back in. Actually took the lead there towards the end of the first half, and I couldn't have been prouder of them.
It was another balanced scoring output for the Cougars, with four players finishing in double figures. Nathan Hensley finished with 14, Ben Tibkin had 13, Jacob Holste 11, and Ethan Arp had 10. The Cougars finished their season with a 19-5 record, and they lose some important seniors. Coach Hodges says they've been a great group.
We talked in the locker room. I'm so proud of those guys. They're my first senior class that I've had all 4 years. Like I said, I think they might be, I did double check my stats, but might be the class with the most wins in CAM history, the best winning percentage, which, you know, I'm thinking some of these younger classes might have a chance to break those records, but you know, those guys have been leaders for us.
Martinsdale St. Mary's also had four double-figure scorers on the night, with Jack Franey leading the team with 21 points. Isaac Gavin had 17, Hogan Franey had 16, and Trey Baker added 12. The Blue Devils improved to 22-3 as they move on to the 1A Substate 7 final Saturday night against Mount Air. That game in Creston. In other Class 1A district finals last night, Montezuma beat Keota 66-48 in the District 9 final. In District 10, Nottoway Valley got a couple of big nights from Toby Bauer and Mason Menifee. Bauer had 15 points and 6 rebounds. Menifee 14 points and 10 rebounds, as Nottoway Valley picked up a 57-39 win over Central Decatur. Also in District 13, Mount Air beat Bedford 58-48. In District 15, Sam Rallis had 17 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 steals, helping St. Albert to a 52-43 win over Woodbine. Also in District 16, Remsen St. Mary's beat Siouxland Christian 61-53. In Class 3A Substate semifinals last night, in Substate 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton downed Carroll 51-39. Lamar's over MOC Floyd Valley 67-61. In Substate 8, Denison, a 53-38 winner over Winterset, as Goner Ballou had 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 blocks to help lead the way for the Monarchs. Connor Bruck had a huge night to help Harlan over Glenwood 84-71. Bruck with 41 points for the Cyclones, including a 20-for-20 effort from the free throw line in that contest. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 3 Gonzaga beat San Diego 94-59. 14th ranked Oregon over Oregon State 69-54. Wisconsin upends number 19 Michigan 81-74. California knocked off number 21 Colorado 76-62. Number 23 Ohio State beating Nebraska 75-54. The 18th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women celebrated senior night Thursday with a 90-82 win over Minnesota. That was the Hawkeyes' 36th straight win at home.
Oh, just a really good way to end these seniors' their career stand, home stand here in Carver. When you think that they've went like the last 2.5 years undefeated in their home court, that's simply amazing. I mean, it's hard to grasp that.
The Hawkeyes took control by outscoring the Gophers 28-20 in the third quarter as they improved to 14-3 in the Big Ten and 23-5 overall. Again, here's Coach Lisa Bluter.
I couldn't be prouder of them. I thought, again, tonight, Mac has 6 threes. That's a career high. What a nice senior game for that. So that was fun for her. Our assist to turnover was, again, good. We have 5 people in double figures. I love that.
Mackenzie Meyer led the Hawkeyes with 24 points and finished 6 of 9 from three-point range. The Hawkeyes close out the regular season Sunday with a visit to Rutgers. Northern Iowa women's coach Tanya Warren wants to see improvement on offense when the Panthers visit Valpo tonight. The Panthers are currently fourth in the Missouri Valley standings at 8-7 after a win over third place Bradley.
We've defended well enough. It's not our defense, but we got to get back to having confidence in our ability to make shots. And understand you don't have to force, you just have to execute and trust when your hands and feet are ready that you're going to be able to knock down shots.
Valparaiso is part of a three-way tie right behind the Panthers at 7-7 in the conference standings. University of Iowa wrestlers Spencer Lee and Michael Kemmerer were ranked atop the NCAA coaches' rankings, and Pat Lugo earned the top RPI in the Division I individual rankings that were released yesterday by the NCAA. Lee is the top-ranked 125-pounder and is 15-0 this season. Kemmerer is 13-0 and the top-ranked 174-pounder. They lead a group of eight Hawkeyes ranked in the top three. Each of Iowa's 10 postseason wrestlers are ranked in the top 10 of the coaches' rankings. Lugo, Alex Marinelli are ranked number two at their respective weights. Austin DeSanto, Max Murin, Jacob Warner, and Tony Cassiope are all ranked third. Caleb Young is number six at 157, while Abe Assad is number 10 at 184. Lugo is the top-ranked wrestler at 149 in the ratings percentage index. Six more Hawkeyes are ranked fifth or better. To be eligible for an RPI ranking, a wrestler must have a minimum of 15 Division I matches at a given weight. NCAA uses RPI and coaches' rankings when determining how many automatic qualifiers from each conference tournament advance to the 2020 NCAA Wrestling Championships in Minneapolis next month. The NCAA awarded the Big Ten Conference 79 of the 283 automatic qualifying bids, including six at 157 and 197, seven at 133 and 285, eight at 125, 141 and 165, nine at 174, and 10 at 189 and 184. The Big Ten hosts its qualifying tournament March 7th and 8th in Piscataway, New Jersey. It's one of seven qualifying tournaments across the country. After all those conference tournaments are ended, NCAA Division I Wrestling Committee meets in person to select the remaining 47 at-large qualifiers, and then brackets and seedings will be put together. In baseball news, Boston Red Sox left-hander Chris Sale will start the season on the injured list. Manager Ron Renicki says Sale will be placed on the 15-day injured list and will remain in Fort Myers, Florida for extended spring training when the team breaks camp. Sale reported to camp with pneumonia and is behind schedule. Sale ended last season on the injured list with elbow inflammation, making his last appearance August 13th at Cleveland, where he gave up five runs with 12 strikeouts and 6 2/3 innings. Renicki emphasized this trip to the injured list is not related to Sale's elbow. Sale went 6-11 last season with a .440 earned run average and 25 starts. That's the fewest in his career for a full season since 2012. And Freddie Freeman hopes to return to the Atlanta Braves lineup next week after his surgically repaired right elbow swelled and forced him out of action for a few days. The four-time All-Star had three loose bodies removed from his elbow in October to address years-long pain that caused an ill-timed slump last season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.